Blog Talk Radio.
Popping Urban Therapy with Sun 752 edition daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So let's rock. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about that unsupportive one that you love, that unsupportive one, that person that you are the closest to. It don't always have to be your man or your woman. Hold on, pump your brakes, chill out. Back up a little bit and slow down, your little hooker. Okay. It doesn't always have to be your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or your wife. We're going to get into that, though. Honestly, when it comes to this unsupportive one that you love, it can start when you are really just a child. You may have grown up to parents that didn't really show any interest in anything that you were doing. And when you take it back that far, a lot of people don't like to take it back that far because it makes you have to give accountability to some people that may not have
have reared you and steered you and pointed you in the right direction. Maybe they meant well. You know, one thing that we say about the people who raised us is that they meant well. I know that they meant well. They didn't mean no harm, but a lot of times they didn't do well. And a lot of times they caused harm. And sometimes you know that they went through because they did that shit straight to you and they had other options. Yo, that wasn't like that. It wasn't raised like that. Maybe they was. At this time, we going to talk about it, be about it. Yo, we going to shout about it. Yo, if y'all would like to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call us at a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. It's at a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. It's at a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby, on. 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 Get your shine, baby, 319-527-6199, baby. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. We're talking about that unsupportive one that you love. Now, like I said, you know, the people that we were raised by, the people who brought us up, whether they are parents, our grandparents, our aunts, uncles, friend of the family, you know, somebody in the village, we try to pay as much homage to them as possible. And listen, man, I mean, it's totally understandable. One thing that you learn about growing up in any type of family environment is you learn that you are part of a team. You learn that you came from somewhere, you are somewhere, and you're going somewhere with the people that you came with and that you are going with. So there's a certain camaraderie that comes along with that. And there's a certain love and respect that goes along with that. And there's a certain feeling that goes along with it. And I want to say the word that I'm searching for is there's a certain bonding, you know, for lack of a better term, because that's not really the word that I wanted to use, but okay. I'm having some vocabulary challenges. For some reason, I want to say vocabularial, and I know that's not right, but it's okay. I'm having some vocabulary challenges. So some bonding feelings, some feelings of bonding. So, you know, like even if we never win the Super Bowl, you are the team that is my team. So we in this thing together. But what happens when the team that you were raised by, that you grew up with, what happens when they have never really been there for you when you really needed them? What happens when they never really looked deep inside of you and studied you and probed you and found out what was really important to you and did things that would show that they cared about the way you thought, the things that you did, the way that you felt? What happens when they never showed that type of support, which was really the only support that you needed? What happens when you grow up in a situation where somebody just threw money at the situation? So they might have made sure that you was fly in the eyes of everybody else. You know, you had all the jackets and boots and sneakers and jeans and sweaters, sweatshirts and hairdos, nails, whatever it was, male or female. They made sure that you had all of that material stuff, but they never asked you who you were, what you were, what you liked. And you know what happens a lot of times in that situation? Because you never got the support. Wait, just stop scratching. Stop scratching, you little groundhog. These are good pants. These are good pants. Do you understand? A lot of times what happens when you grow up around people that you love who are unsupportive, you start to believe that you are not worthy of support, or maybe that supporting somebody is not all of that important, because you know how people say it all the time. Well, I didn't have this, I didn't have that, I didn't have this and I didn't have that, I never had this, never had that, and I turned out all right. I never had this, never had that, and I turned out okay. You know what? I never got me a high school diploma, but I'm doing all right. I'm still eating out this motherfucker. I never did this, never been around the world, but I'm still, yo, getting mine. That's what. Never been on a plane, never been on a train, but I'm good with them right around the way. I never been away, never met nobody, never been out of the hood, and I'm still a hottie. I'm still doing all of the things. I never got my education, but I got these rings up. And I got a lot of things in store, and everybody thinks I'm the shit right around the store. We start to believe. See, the less education that you get, the less exposure that you get, and the less support that you get or encouragement to explore and get out there, the smaller your world becomes. And you start to believe that that small world is the only world that matters, because what else do you know? So when you aren't around people who are there to push you a little bit, encourage you a lot, show you some things, or expose you to people who will show you even more than they can. Yeah, you can start to believe that that support isn't necessary. Well, like I said, I never was supported. My mom never supported me. My dad wasn't there, and my brothers and sisters sort of blew me off or whatever. But I still got everything I needed. And you're lying. You're lying to yourself, and you're probably lying to somebody else. And we understand the reason why you would. You know, there's an absence. There's an absence of attention that you got. Let's say when you were younger, you had a skill. You had a skill that was, I mean, you know, you were a prodigy in some area. I don't care whether you played chess or sports or some kind of video games or whatever the case may be. Maybe you were just blessed with the, maybe you were mechanically let's say you were mechanically skilled, mechanically inclined. Or technically inclined, you know. You know how to do things with a computer, or you know how to twist some wires together and get some shit popping. But you were raised by parents that never showed any interest in you doing that. Maybe you had a teacher. Maybe you had teachers and students who were there. But when you went home, they etched sketched all of that enthusiasm out of you, because when you got home, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. There wasn't anybody there that was going to tell you, good job. Yo, you're doing good. Hey, we're going to get you around some other people who know how to do this shit, and we're going to blow this shit up. It ain't for the money. This is for you. Instead, when you went home, you was around people who said, ah, that's a little silly stuff you doing. Okay, well, you can go ahead and do it, but whatever. You know, never came out to see what you were doing. Maybe you competed. They never came out to see you. Ain't nothing worse. Ain't nothing in this world worse for a child than for a child to be involved in sports or drama or the choir or whatever, and see their other classmates and friends, parents and brothers and sisters and other family members and supportive people come and cheer them on, and you ain't got nothing. Ain't nothing worse for a child than that. But you know what? I bet you this. After a while, you ain't going to cry about that shit. You're going to become tougher and tougher and harder because you didn't think that it was important. And now you weren't taught that supporting the ones that you love was important, even though you may have found out that it was important later on, but you may have started to feel like it wasn't in the cards for you to be supported that way. So you learn and live without it. You build up this hard exterior, this hard shell. It's like, I don't really care if anybody supports. I don't care if anybody cares. I'm still going to do my thing. And the real big problem with it may be that you was better than everybody or most people that was doing it. So you was on the choir. And you could out-sing the person that was singing lead. But you know why you didn't get to sing lead? Because you didn't have a mother or a father or a brother or a sister or an auntie or an uncle or a grandma or a granddad that would come to see you and be like, yo, my child is as good as anybody else. How come they not getting a shot? Because you know, when it comes to sports, when it comes to extracurricular activities, parental involvement will get you in a lot of places that you wouldn't normally get. I've seen a lot of would-be athletes get a chance to get off of that bench because their parents got involved. They may have gotten involved by asking the coach what's up, by bribing the coach, or by becoming a coach. I bet you my child will play if I'm the coach. And I've seen it done. But that's support. And when you grow up without seeing those types of examples of support, it hurts. It hurts. You running for touchdowns, throwing touchdowns or catching touchdowns. Ain't none of your family members over there cheering. But what happens at the end of the game? You walking home with your equipment. All your friends, they getting picked up. Damn near getting carried on, not just picked up in the car by their peoples, but damn near carried on their shoulders. Well, he's a jolly good fellow. Well, he's a jolly good fellow. Well, he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody. And you're like, that motherfucker can't even play. But I bet you wish Jeff he had. Bet you wish he had me had. Best you wish he had me had. Best you wish you had me. Best you wish he had. Best you wish you. And that kind of shit can lead to you becoming jealous too. You love your parents. You love your siblings. You love your aunties, your uncles, your grandparents, everybody. You love them. But they don't fucking fuck with you. They just don't. And you a child. A lot of times that happens, and then you go and get with a boyfriend or a girlfriend that don't support shit you do, and then that gives them the green light to fucking abuse you. Just like your parents or whoever didn't come to your games, guess what? They don't come to your aid either when you are in this toxic relationship. Oh, shit. Oh, oh, wow, 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 wow. Oh, shit. Yeah, it gets deep, y'all. We're going to talk about it tonight. See, I was going to talk about this last night for Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, you know, the Elgin. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. But I had to go to the Eagles game and watch that sloppy-ass football. So that's why we didn't have a show yesterday, because I had to go support my team. I miss my dad. One thing is for sure. Support will always, always make you feel like you're more in the game and in the moment than almost anything. When you know your peoples are there, that they got your back. I've seen people who couldn't fight win fights. I've seen people who couldn't fight win fights. Why? Because somebody was like, shit, I got your back. I got you. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to fight. Don't be scared to fight. You give it all you got. And ain't nobody going to jump in either. Ain't nobody going to jump in this fucking fight. This going to be a fair one right here. And I've seen people who couldn't fight whoop the ass of the person who could fight, because the person who could fight didn't have that support. Now, plenty of times the person who didn't have no support could fight their ass off and they broke a jaw, knocked out a tooth, bloodied a nose, fattened up a lip and blackened the eye. That happens too. But we're talking about the exception to the rule where support is concerned. We're supposed. Support. Let me shout my peoples out, see what you're saying and doing. Make sure nothing goes up in the ruins. Word. Emily Dunlap is in the house talking much shit, but I'm glad you came out. And Carol Chamberlain, my good friend, my favorita, always good to see you. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to see my peoples going right in your sight. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Y'all know how it go, Cherry, Cherry, Dana, Cinderella, Dana, Dana. Well, it's the woman, Dana, Dana, with fame, is Cinderella, Dana, Dana. Well, it's the woman, Dana, Dana, with fame. What's going on, Dana, Dana? It's the Dana, it's the Dana. Ah. And Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. I said, Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious, greatest and pearl in the world. What's going on, ma? Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show and make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mizzen Show. I'm your host on 752 and we are talking about that unsupportive, the unsupportive one that you love, the unsupportive one. Your baby is your baby. You love everything about him. You know, everything except for one thing. They don't seem to have any interest or show any interest in what you have interest in. They don't support your passions. Sometimes they don't even acknowledge your passions. This motherfucker don't notice that I know how to knit one pearl two, knit one pearl two. He or she hasn't noticed that I could knit a damn comforter in an afternoon. Like I be. Nobody can knit a straight line like me. I be fucking shit up. Yeah. It's not that he hasn't noticed. He don't care. And you know, I don't mean to be all over the place with this, y'all, but it's a serious thing. One of the biggest problems with dealing with unsupportive people when you're growing up is that it can make you a jealous person. It can turn you into a jealous person because, I mean, it's hard. It's hard for a child who needs to be cheered on, and every child needs that shit, every last one, every last single one. And let's not get into that argument that whatever doesn't kill you isn't a need. You need whatever you want. I believe that wants are needs too, depending on what they are. If you want something that makes you feel good, then it's a need as far as I'm concerned. Unless we're talking about drugs. But you know, when you are deep into your addiction, you do need drugs. You need the drugs. So anyway. So yeah, it can turn a child into a jealous child. Yeah, I mean, shoot, I'm more handsome than he is. I don't see why everybody like him, why everybody cheer for him. I'm cuter than she is. I don't know why everybody like her. Probably just because she got long hair. Probably because she light skinned. Probably because you understand what I'm saying. And I'm not going to say that that's an excuse for being jealous, but it may explain some things. When you have to constantly look at somebody get something that you want, they're getting what you want. You've been looking for this shit forever, dying for it. And ain't nobody hearing you. But that other one, they get everything it is that you want and that you deserve. Is it right? It'll sound right. Now listen, I don't want to I don't want to sound stuck up, but I'm going to just put it out there. If you post workout videos and your sneaks is dog, as far as I'm concerned, you ain't in shape. Look, I don't care if y'all, I don't care. If you post workout videos and your sneaks dog, then as far as I'm concerned, you don't have the right to post no workout videos because you sending the wrong message, you bum. Yeah, I know that was random. I don't care. I don't care. So what? I don't like no dogged out sneaks. So what? Especially on a female. On a dude, I might not be looking. Listen, I don't like that shit. So, I don't care. You got your tights. You done dropped 30 pounds. You ain't losing no weight. Look at your sneaks. You bum. You a bum. You setting a bad example for the kids. Your child is a sneakerhead and you are unsupportive. They gonna grow up to wear high heels like Prince. Cause of you. Cause of you. It could have been different, but you. All right. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, that's why many children are lost today. No one supports their positive endeavors. Man, so true. So true. Nar says, be on the lookout for Flash's solo album is Lonely at the Top. Coming soon to record stores. Word. Emily says, yes, I thought the show would be quick yesterday, but never thought it wasn't going to be one. I knew about the game. Yeah, well, first of all, I don't like night games. I don't like primetime sports. I know it's weird to hear a sports fan. I don't care. I like sports to be played in the daytime, preferably early in the afternoon. You know, those 1 o'clock games on Sunday are perfect for me. I'm like, all games should be at 1 o'clock. Get that shit over with. You know what I mean? You got other shit to do before you have to go back to work on Monday. Shouldn't have to be up all late, you know, cheering on your team. You all drunk and shit, tailgating. You know what I mean? Your team losing. Here it is, 12:30 at night. You like, damn, man. This shit went into overtime and... I got to call out in the morning. I'm sloshed. See, if you would have been sloshed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you could have ate and slept that shit off. Sobered up and took your ass to work tomorrow. Now you don't get to support your team. You're at work. I mean, your other coworkers are at work in your absence. And now somebody has to fill in your slot. You're not there to support your team. Because you were supporting your sports team and they got, and you lost $500, you dumbass. Stacey White saying, buy them some sneakers. No, not buying nobody no sneakers. You know why? Because they was bums before they ever put up that video. After all, them sneakers didn't get dogged on the video. They got dogged way before the video. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves. So you work out, you post on workout videos and some dogged out sneaks. And I'm like, you ain't even exercising. As far as I'm, what you doing? You on this video showing people what not to do? You bum ass. Get out of here. Get off my TV screen. Get off my phone. Get off my tablet. Get off my monitor. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Look, TK Wright spelled cracking the fuck up wrong. She spelled cracking the fuck up GTFOH. I'm still support you, but that's awfully strange. Like I said, if you post workout videos and dogged out sneaks, then you're a bum. And you don't deserve for people to support you or buy your tapes or view your videos. So anyway, I don't even get on this show with no dogged out kicks. My kicks is fly. Look at that. You see, they match my socks and my shirt. And they even match my blood, type O. You see? You see them kicks? You see how red they are? Well, they could be redder, but you see? You'll see me with no dogged out kicks. You'll never see me coming on this show looking like a bum, telling y'all to drink no Choline. See, the reason y'all would drink some Choline or some baking soda and water is because y'all can trust me not to have one of those dogged out ass kicks, whether y'all can see them or not. I don't come in here looking like no bum. My mama said, don't be getting in front of that camera looking like nobody ever showed you how to, you know, wear your clothes. Anyway, Cal Chamberlain says. TK Wright says, shaking my damn head. Quit it. If you're working out, then kicks should have some wear. They should. That don't mean they got to be dog. What workout do you do where your sneaks are dirty? What are you doing? When you posted the video, you wasn't out in the woods. We used to go hiking. You ain't never see us in no dogged out kicks, even on the trails. We had nice hiking boots. Cool stuff. Anyway, we getting back to support. That's why people support me. Because I don't promote bumism. I don't support bumism. Anyway, we have a call on the line. And we're going to get to the call in just a second. Caller with the last number 6606. Hold on just a second. I'll be right with you. Cal Chamberlain says, that's not what she meant. Get the F out of here, Omar. No. She spelled cracking the fuck. Like, listen, I know her. Don't worry about it. That's what she said. Don't start. I ain't starting. My big sis, Robbie Ming is here to do what thinks he's something like a queen for a king. Cal says, they look orange to me. You know, it's the camera. On Instagram, they're very red. Unless you think this shirt is orange, too. Nah, they that's red. That's red. You must be crazy. You must be crazy. All right. Stacey White says, they come on video looking any kind of way. That's right, Stacey. That's right. You tell them. Get them bums off this video. All right. Caller with the last number, 6606. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? What's good?
Yeah. This is Joe. Do you remember me?
No. But no. It's okay.
Okay.
As long as we good.
The reason I ask is because I was on your show a couple of weeks ago. And
man,
I've been calling
you.
In. Are you okay?
I know you. Of
and,
course. How could I forget you, Joe? I don't think you ever said your name, though.
Oh, okay. But the thing is that there was a woman who called in, and she and I had a little bit of a debate, and you muted me thinking or saying that I disrespected her. So I want to know, what's your criteria for disrespecting some female before I debate somebody else?
All right, my criteria for disrespect is forgetting about what happened last month and let's go forward what we talk about tonight, which is the unsupportive one that you love. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So have you been in a situation where you may have been supportive of someone yourself, but someone was unsupportive of you? Have you ever been in a situation like that?
But she didn't think that she was unsupportive. But the thing was, is that we had talked about starting a business together. She was a pretty bright woman. She did her homework practically on the way home, or practically from the way home back to school. So she did well in school. She was, like I said, pretty bright woman. But when it came time to doing the real work, she didn't put in the exertion that I thought she should have, so I just abandoned the project. So that takes care of that. But the reason why I asked you, and I know you want to stick on tonight's topic, is because if somebody else calls in and I get into a debate, I don't want to be muted again.
Well, I muted her too. So the thing is, I don't mind people disagreeing with each other, but you can't overtalk each other. You have to listen because, you know, there are other people listening to the show. And when you have two people in a closed space talking over each other, then nobody can get the information. And this show is for information. It's for entertainment, too, but it's not for that type of entertainment. You understand what I mean?
I like you on that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree with you. But the thing is that sometimes people do talk forever, and then they're not making sense, or they completely misinterpret what somebody said. You got to stop them. In my opinion, you got to stop them right there at the juncture. Otherwise, they're going to take up 5 minutes of a show misinterpreting and providing misinformation. But I get where you're coming from. I just don't want that to be termed, well, see, Joe disrespected a female, and I don't know why. But I got you. Okay, we'll see what happens if somebody else calls in and I don't mind debates. I like debates.
Okay, well, listen, if it makes you feel any better, and even if it doesn't, it's not about whether you're male or female on here. I don't tolerate disrespect either way. So it's not, you know, there's no feminine special.
No gender bias. So I got you.
I wasn't even implying that.
Okay. See, you knew the woman. You didn't. You didn't know me. So I figured it was that. But that's okay. Look, we can go on with the show if you want. I don't mind. I like the topic. I've called them before. I've always liked the topics. So yeah. So in that particular instance, she was unsupportive. I wouldn't tolerate some chick the long haul. I mean, if I find out right away that she's not on support. Oh, yeah, I also asked her at that particular time when I was going to college to type up some of my notes. She said, no problem. And then about a week later, the next time when I saw her, she only typed up about maybe 20%. So these are the little signs that show me that, yeah, I'm with you verbally. But then when it comes time to exert effort, no. I'm the princess. And you're supposed to do the heavy lifting. So, yeah, in that instance, that's happened to me.
All right. So it sounds like you consider support to be more of an action. Like, I guess that makes sense. That's definitely a qualification. But I guess what I was thinking more in terms of support is, you know, sort of being a cheerleader. Sort of being a voice of reason, sort of showing some guidance
some back, having your back, showing you some support. Yeah, I know that too. A lot of women don't do that. They think that it's not their job to do it. The man should always have the burden. She's not supposed to baby him. She's not his mama. That kind of good nonsense. There will be millions of women who may say, well, Johnny, it's okay. Now, I'm not talking about a man. I'm not talking about little Johnny. I'm talking about man. John, that's okay. So you got fired. I understand. But if that man stays fired for about a month or two, the tune will change. It won't be supportive. That's very important. That's one of the number one complaints of men. Men don't get the respect, appreciation, and support that we feel we deserve. And yet, even though women say, well, I'm not your mother, well, you're supposed to be my support system. If I'm feeling down, if something happens to me, I'm supposed to go to you. I'm not supposed to go to you every time, every day, simply because it doesn't rain. I mean, if it does rain or if it snows, but if you can come to me for rush hour bullshit, for about how your colleagues talk behind your back bullshit, if you can come to me about how your boss didn't talk to you the way that you felt he should, or you got dissed in the supermarket by somebody going ahead of you, then I should come to you for the same type of situations.
All right, let me ask you this. When men tolerate a woman that doesn't seem to support them, like in the example that you were given, if the man falls on hard times, let's say he loses his job in the case of like the pandemic or whatever the case may be, if he's out of work for an extended period of time, if the woman doesn't help him out financially the way that she would probably expect for him to help her out financially, even if she wasn't on hard times, you know what I mean? Where do you think that comes from? Do you think that parents teach their children that, you know, a man is supposed to do this type of thing for a woman or feel this kind of way or be there in that kind of way? Do you think that it comes from that, or do you think it's more of an isolated incident? Like, all my other girlfriends were supportive. It's just that when I got with this one, she wasn't like that. What do you think?
No, it's the former. It's the parents telling the sons, you know, you're a gentleman, hold open the door for the girl. Girls go first. As a matter of fact, there was a former general who worked for Trump, and he got on the air, and he was talking about something, and he was mentioning something between males and females, and he said he was teaching his sons, that daughters go first. Well, not in my opinion. Daughters don't go first. Girls don't go first. Women don't go first. As a matter of fact, I don't like the belief that women and children are first off the Titanic. Children maybe, but by the time you finish up unloading all the women, the men have died. So, no. Women, if you want to be my equal, if you say you're my equal, then you got to show it. And I think that millions of women in the United States get conditioned because they don't get taught by their parents how to act with men. They get taught, beware of men. They just want one thing. But they don't get taught how to treat men like gentlemen, as opposed to we are getting trained to teach to treat women like ladies. You got to treat your daughters. Yeah, you got to teach your daughters treat men like gentlemen, and men don't want only one thing. And why is it that when we are sexually attracted to a girl, we only want one thing? But when a girl is attracted to us, well, that's because, well, the guy's hot or I've got needs. So that's a contributing portion of why women are unsupportive. They keep thinking of men as the ones that have to do the heavy lifting, but the women don't.
So you think that is parental conditioning that makes some women become unsupportive in men and makes men be accepting of that? Is that what you say?
Parental conditioning plus society as a whole. But mainly we get our ideas from parents. Yeah, but it's also reinforced through Hollywood, Harlequin novels, any place. Ask a woman, what is it that she brings to the table that she thinks men find very valuable? And a lot of the women will not provide the answers that men are looking for. They're not taught to treat men with respect. They're taught, beware of men.
Oh, that's interesting. But I guess it kind of depends on your personal experience. Because I've seen it. I've seen it go both ways. You know, I've seen men who were very tolerable, who would really tolerate a woman being disrespectful or unsupportive of them. But those same women expected support in return. So, and I've also seen situations where men weren't very supportive at all, and they expected to be supportive.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I've seen it go both ways. But I am of the belief that that everything comes from something else. So I think that it comes from somewhere when you're younger. Somewhere someone turned on the light in your mind that it's okay for a negative situation to go on and on and on. But there are many people who are unsupported when they're younger, and they spend their whole lives trying to be supported by others. And even in that way, it could still turn out negatively. It could still not materialize in a positive way. So hold on for a second. We do have another call on the line. Let me bring a call on the line. Call, excuse me, with the last number is 1132. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mizzen Show. What's on your mind this evening? Thank you for holding. Excuse me.
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I was just thinking about the topic. I was going back to my childhood, and I never got support from my mother and my grandma when I wanted to do things. All my cousins and stuff always backed me up with support. I had to always execute the vision that I had in my mind to show and prove, you know, and I had to prove them wrong when they said something I couldn't do. So I never, you know, they guided me and sheltered me, but as far as support with different things, I had to make that happen for myself. I had to be my only cheerleader. And, you know, that's not a good thing when you ain't got nobody, you know, cheering you on and encouraging you. You just have to know that you're doing a good job, and eventually they'll catch on as the result is in front of their face.
Wow.
Yeah, I never.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Yeah, I think that that's such a tough situation for a child to have to be exposed to, you know, because children really, really do well. It's been proven. There's been plenty of studies and experiments done to show how well children do when they have a positive support system behind them. You know what I mean? Because, so much of raising children and being a child is so psychological, because you're young and you don't know, and everything that is presented to you can seem like it's real because of your lack of exposure to things, experience with things. And then, you know, nowadays children have the internet, they have all of these video, they have social media, they have multimedia, everything is crazy. So it's hard to distinguish what's real and what's fake. And so having that support system, that cheering section behind you, can really, really help you out as a child. So, yeah, that's a really, really tough situation to be in. And but I want to ask you something. When by you lacking that support system in your family, from your family, I should say, do you think that it had an effect on your ability to be supported later on by other people, or did it affect your ability or desire to support others? Did it make you bitter in any way?
Yeah, I think it has, because how can you give support and you never receive support? You know, because it's like, when I look back at it now, it's like it's certain things that I know I should have been supporting, like my family, you know, the ones that did support me, you know. And but I had a shell built up. I guess it was a little. It wasn't jealousy. It was a little bitterness from, you know, what I had experienced and I had to go through.
Yeah.
And, I didn't know that till you brought the topic up and you started speaking on it. And I'm like, okay, I see what's going on with me, you know. But when you can't give support and you never had that support, you've been doing it all on your own. Not saying that you haven't been making it. You've been making it great, but it probably would have been nice if somebody was cheering you on.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I'm thinking that when a situation like that goes unaddressed for a long time, if you don't have any other support to let you know that the support that you didn't get coming up was not like, if nobody was there to tell you that it's not okay for you to not be supported, I think that it could probably stunt your growth in being successful in some ways, you know, not always, because your skills and abilities are what they are, but it may keep you from being able to even enjoy your skills and abilities, or to even appreciate yourself. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so I didn't know that, but I'm learning something new myself.
You learn
something new
today. No, I agree
with you. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that this definitely happened. This is just what I'm thinking. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not providing answers here. I'm really just presenting ideas and thought patterns. But that's how I would think some of the consequences of not being supported as a young child could play out. You know, it can make you a bitter person, an angry person. You know, and you might be ashamed of being angry and bitter because you know it ain't right for you to feel the way you feel, but the way you have been treated has kind of forced itself up on you to act out or to feel that way, and I think it's a little sad. But one thing that we're going to try to do near the end of this show is we're going to try to provide some solutions and kind of, you know, search for the light at the end of the tunnel, because this one thing that really concerns me is when we carry our pain and hurt of our experiences from childhood onto adulthood. I just don't think it's fair. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we know life isn't fair, but damn, man, you know, we can do better than that. Even if we never get what we needed from the people that we loved in the beginning who brought us up, it shouldn't stop us from being able to give it to the ones that we bring up, whether it's our children, our friends, our peers, our coworkers, whoever. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to break that cycle somewhere along the way. Hold on, y'all. We have another caller on the line. And I want to thank everybody for calling in. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. And we're talking about that unsupportive one that you love. All right. Caller with the last number, 7605. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. What's on your mind this evening?
Hi, thank you. I was just listening and, you know, just getting everybody's perspective, the other callers. And the first young man brought up something about basically conditioning at home having an effect on how women, you know, interact with men. I know for me, you know, that wasn't the case. You know, I grew up in a household where you were encouraged, the boys and the girls were all encouraged to be supportive of not just whoever their girlfriend was or boyfriend was, but of each other. And while my parents weren't always able to make all of my plays or performances, they always cheered me on, you know. They always big me up. They have tapes. They have my awards. They have my, you know, letter to the President Reagan, things like that. So when I started dating, my first few boyfriends, they were, you know, they cheered me on as well. You know, fast forward to my 30s, and I meet somebody, and we, you know, I think I'm all in love, and we get married, and he wasn't supportive. And so now I was married to someone who I was, you know, who I loved and I was in love with, and who just didn't have it in them, you know, to be supportive. And I say that he didn't have it in him because his mother was very supportive. You know, he would tell the story. She would tell the story. She was at every game. She was at every swim meet, everything like that. So it was just who he was. And I had a really tough time trying to navigate within that relationship, you know, with that, because I wasn't used to it. I was not raised not to be supportive of my man, you know. So I didn't even know what to do there. And to be quite honest, to be quite transparent, I didn't handle it well. I didn't always respond well to it after, you know, having to deal with that for some years. So,
yeah.
You know, hearing, you said that you were going to present solutions, and I would love to hear them. I don't anticipate picking another partner that's like that, because I've grown up a lot. But just in case, I would love to have some healthy solutions to be able to put in my pocket.
Yeah. Okay. Caller with the last number 6606. I had to mute your line because there's a lot of noise in the back. I don't know if you're listening in your car, if you're driving or something like that, but it was a lot of bass. You know, I don't know, like, maybe, you know how it is when you're listening to somebody on the phone who is driving, you know what I mean? Let me see if y'all can hear it. Oh no, you good? He's good now. Okay. So, all right. As far as solutions are concerned, maybe I shouldn't say solutions, because I don't want to appear to be self-righteous or anything, or I don't want to appear to be any type of guru in terms of I'm not a clinician or a therapist in any way, as far as training is concerned. But I do know what it's like to give some support, and I do know what it's like to show love, and I do know what it's like to be there for somebody who really needs you, and I do know what it's like to lend a shoulder to cry on, or to give a nice big warm hug, and I do know what it's like to say almost every day, it's going to be all right, take your time, be patient, you know what I'm saying? And listen, you're not in this by yourself. You're not inventing the wheel of whatever you're going through. Other people have made it through before, and if you need to, we can find some of those people, and we can get you into a group where you can express yourself and sort of let go, learn to let go. But what I hate to see is for something that's not all right to be called all right, or thought to be all right, or for somebody to bully you and force a bad situation to be all right with you. That's not okay with me. So some of the things that I think can remedy when you have been through such a traumatic experience, I consider lack of abuse. I'm sorry. I consider lack of support to be a form of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I wanted to say. I consider lack of support to be a form of neglect, and I consider neglect to be a form of abuse. I'm sorry. Things go in tiers. Yeah. See, this is what happens when I try to get you smart instead of just saying shit the way I feel it.
But just trying to say that there's levels to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So where I'm going with this is that what we need to do is we need to stop that cycle. We need to stop the the cycle of lack of support, non-support, and neglect. We need to stop that. And one of the best ways that we can do it is we have to communicate. You know, we have to define the people in our lives who give a shit about our lives. And I don't mean our lives as far as our pulse and heartbeats and brainwaves are concerned. I'm talking about the life that is in you, the shit that will allow you to get up in the morning, go to bed at night, and feel good about going to bed at night and getting up in the morning. The things that will promote happiness, contentment, satisfaction within you. The things that will make you feel better about the life that you are leading and the direction that you are going in, and the people who are around you and the environment that you live in. We're talking about real life, quality of life. Quality of life. You can't beat quality of life. What could be better? So when you're dealing with an unsupportive person, maybe that person hasn't been supported in their lives, and they don't know what to do. They may not know what to do. They may not know how to show support. You know, you know how it is in our community growing up. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. For all of the great things that happen with our people, our copper tone, you know, brown, black, and red bone brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? One of the things that one of the disservices that we do to each other, sometimes when we support somebody to the fullest, certain people will come along and say, man, you all on such and such dick. Now, that has reshaped our whole notion of support. Because before, you were being friendly and laughing at people's jokes and cheering them on and be like, that's my man. Now it's like, it's not okay to be supportive. And don't get me wrong, sometimes it's warranted. Sometimes you are a little, you may be a little over the top. But I bet you that beats a whole lot of hating all the goddamn time. If I had to choose between you riding somebody's dick and you hating on somebody 24/7, I said, yo, ride the nigga dick. Let them tell you to get off that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing is for sure.
Oh my God!
I'm just keeping it a book. One thing is for sure: seeing a nigga ride with another nigga dick, or girl, whatever the gender. That's not gonna affect you like seeing somebody dark in a room with all that goddamn hating. Ah, that nigga ain't all that. He ain't shit. I don't know why y'all like him. He ain't this. He ain't that. He ain't never going. Only reason he got something is because only reason she is, don't know about, only reason they like her is, you know, that darkens a room. That will dim a room quick. It will. So I would rather us be like, oh my God, we got to listen to this motherfucker talk about, we got to listen to this bitch, Whitney Houston, this Bobby Brown ass nigga all day. You got to pick your poison.
Okay, but you're talking about, you're making, that's a general example. The young man in the beginning, he kind of, I don't know if you can still hear me, sir, but you kind of focused on women supporting men and not being taught to support their man properly. But then there are some men who, will have themselves an ambitious woman and not know how to support her when she gets a job where she makes more money than him. Or maybe she doesn't make more money than him, but she's on the track to going back to school and doing big things. She's starting her own business. And there she is loving on him, and he's not supporting her. You know, it's something that has to happen, not just communication, like something, there's some wheels that need to turn within his mind in order for that relationship, in my opinion, to be successful in the end, if it's going to work. Like, if it's going to work, something within himself has to click, has to be tweaked.
Yeah.
So what's one to do?
The call is no longer there, but
okay.
But you know, you make valid points. When I was listening to the man speak, I knew where he was coming from, and I definitely knew where he was going.
I know women like the way that he described. I do, you know, really do.
There were some things that he said that I disagree with. I don't think that there's anything mm-hmm. wrong with going first. I definitely
don't think there's anything wrong with what?
With the women and children first, you know, thing. You know, women and children first,
yeah.
Safety. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with a little chivalry. I'm with all that. You know what I'm saying? That may highlight some cultural differences that he may have versus us. Like, where and unfortunately, one of our generational curses is that our women get treated like shit. We don't get the whole ladies first thing. We don't get the whole women and children first thing. We get the, you know, a lot of women in our community get the whole take. A women get to take care of themselves and the children first, because they ain't no daddy, you know. So culturally, there may be some differences that may influence us to think one way or another. So I don't think that he was totally wrong. I definitely don't think that he was totally right. I just think that for us and our purposes, we may see things a little bit differently. And unfortunately, even plenty of men that are from our community see it a lot differently also, because, you know, well, there can be support issues that exist with their experience also. But when I got sidetracked earlier when I started to talk about lack of communication. What I really wanted to say was, open your mouth and make sure that your man or your woman understands what you need. Now, whether they follow suit after that, whether they adhere, acknowledge, or put forth any effort to make sure that you feel acknowledged, that you feel supported, that you feel like someone has your back. Now, that'll manifest itself in time, you know, whether they are going to follow through with that. But don't let it be because you never said anything. Surely don't let it be because you grew up with that, so you thought that it was okay, and you didn't think that it was okay to express your discontent with that lack of supportive situation, or you didn't think that it was your place, you know, or you thought that all women or all men were supposed to be tough. So you figured, well, if nobody supports me, I don't need nobody's support. I make it all on my own. The fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Babies can't make it on their own. You would never crawl your way to adulthood if you never had parents there to help you. It won't happen. You won't survive out there. So the foundation of our existence is support. So I don't see anything wrong with making sure that we foster that, we develop that, we promote that, we continue that, we follow through on that. So that's one thing. The other thing that I would suggest, therapy. There's some things that support after the fact just can't help without the aid of some professional expert assistance. Some things need to be addressed in an expert-like manner with someone who has been trained, because the destruction that can come as a result of not being supported, it ain't pretty. It ain't pretty. You know, I bet you, if you comb through the emotional history of people in our prison system, black and white and Hispanic or whoever, I'll bet you will see patterns of lack of support in all of them. If you've ever sat in a criminal courtroom for a day, it'll open your eyes to some shit. It'll have you like, well, goddamn. Because the judge always asks each offender or each defendant, what is the level of education or level schooling or level high school? What grade did you complete in school? And I've sat in criminal courtrooms while I was fighting those DUIs. I sat in there all day, multiple days. And I heard 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade. You hardly hear any high school graduates. Man, when I stepped up, and I was like, bachelor's degree, bachelor's science. And trust me, the judge looks at you like, no wonder you only got a DUI, you pussy. But anyway, what I see with those high school dropouts is, I'm just saying, he said what he said. And it was a but anyway, what I saw and what I'm thinking when I see all of those high school dropouts and now they are wrapped up in the criminal justice system, I'm thinking like, what does it take to drop out of high school? Dropping out of high school ain't all that easy. It's hard as fuck when you have a support system. It's hard as hell to drop out of high school when you have a strong support system. It's hard. It's damn near impossible. Because what house you going to go back to? They ain't having that shit. Mm-mm. Well, if you ain't in school, then I guess you grown. You're going to have to find somewhere to go. You're going to get a GED. So bearing that in mind, I'm thinking, you know, if you get someone to talk to in the way of therapy and counseling, it may unlock some well hidden insecurities and feelings of inadequacy that you have been having for years and years that have gone unaddressed. Sure, you've been making it, but one of your biggest hangups that you have been discouraged from expressing is that you don't feel like anybody fucking gives a shit about you. And it started from when you were a baby. So my mom got me a pair of sneakers. Other than that, she ain't give a shit. She ain't never come to none of my baseball games, my football games, my basketball games. She ain't never come see me sing in the choir. She never came to none of my plays. She never, when I made the honor roll, she ain't come up to the school, you know, and she ain't put my post, she ain't put my awards on the wall. I got trophies and shit. She ain't never put them in, she ain't never found a case to put them in or take no pictures. Only people who ever supported me was my other friends, my teammates and shit. You know, my grandmother, my grandparents, they supported me, but they didn't live with me and my mom and or dad. You know, so when you don't get it, and you really, really needed it. And not getting it didn't kill you all physically, but spiritually, it you've been murdered a long time ago. So you're like the walking spiritual walking spiritual and emotional dead. You a zombie out this motherfucker. Well, there's some things that even an Omar hug can't fix. Now, that shit been known. An Omar hug is like fucking. Like, I know chiropractors that be like, yo, oh, just do it. But there's some things they can't fix. And your history is one of the hardest things to fix in the world. It's hard. So you may need some professional help to help you express yourself. And hopefully your lack of support doesn't tell you that. Black people don't go to see no shrink. Black people don't go to therapy. Oh, yeah? I bet you they do when they go to jail all fucking day. So if it's good enough for a prisoner, then it should be good enough for you out here on these streets. Because in prison, they're going to force it on you. They're going to find out what made you do the crimes that you did. Not only that, but going back in that history and finding out that you had never been supported, that may be the difference between you being sentenced to 20 years and you being sentenced to 10. Yes, it has been shown to make the difference. But not being supported is a big deal. All right. Listen, I want to thank y'all for calling in. Y'all have, I don't know, man. I'm starting to get
thank
a mood.
You.
You're okay. Welcome.
It's all right. It's all right.
No. Because they told me I couldn't cry. You know what I mean? And that was the judge who told me that shit when she called me a pussy for having a DUI. So let me catch you in my courtroom again without an assault. I'm gonna give you a year in jail if you come here with this DUI shit. You ain't even crash a car. What kind of man are you? Anyway, so hey, listen. Once again, thank y'all for calling it. I appreciate it mucho.
Thank
y'all
you.
Have a great
have a good night. Have a good
right.
night.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, with that being said, we got some birthday shout-outs. Some people were born on this glorious October 15th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-E. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-E. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-E-L. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Chandra Thomas. Happy birthday to you, Chandra. And also Keita Kedra, turning 32 years old today. And Bruce Sobers, happy birthday to you, Bruce. And Keith Hoke, turning 65 years old today. And Tina Nwulu, happy birthday to you. And Asha, the real me Wooten. Asha, the real me Ocean. I mean Wooten. Turning 40, bow, 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 45 years old today. And Akil Moody. Happy birthday to you, Akil. And last but not least, my man Simone Mitchell. I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious October 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, just do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember. Support is serious, and it's necessary. Yay. So when you don't get the support, and sometimes lack of support leads to more lack of support from the one who wasn't supported to the next one who they need to support. And that's not the kind of cycle that we want to see go around and around and continue more and more and longer and longer. We have so many problems in our community that we don't always address in the healthiest manner. And one of those big things that we talk about all the time, whether we're talking about black business or whether we're talking about the success of our brothers and sisters, is support. Shoot, in my city, the city of Philadelphia, we talk all the time how we don't support each other. They call this city the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. I don't know what the fuck they talking about. Because you know that ain't real. Anybody who lives here know that ain't real. You know what I mean? It's like a brand. It's branding, but it ain't biz. It ain't biz. Well, it may not be real for the whole, but that doesn't mean that it can't be real for the individual. Individually, let's pledge to do better. My man Jeff Hawkins is all up in the house. What's up, Jay Hawkman? Thanks for coming through. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to read a lot of y'all comments, man. I know y'all was in there, you know, talking it up. I hope y'all enjoy listening to this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow morning, yeah, for the Urban Therapy with Sun show. So make sure y'all come through because we are going tomorrow. Tomorrow shit is going down like that. Tomorrow is only a day. Don't forget to like the show, share the show, and subscribe to that channel. Subscribe to that channel. And once again, thank you for my callers who called into this show. Man, we were talking about support or lack thereof tonight. Listen, I couldn't do this show if it wasn't for the support of my regulars who come through and check this show out on a regular basis. You could be anywhere between 7 and 8 to 8:30 p.m. on weeknights. But y'all come here, and I take that very seriously. It's something that I take a lot of pride in, and that honestly makes me feel good about life. So I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the support, and I would always support your back. So with that being said, Blog Talk, we going to get on up out here. We going to get on up out here. We going to holler back at